Hello, and welcome to the Absolute Recap Music Theory Edition. Our philosophy is to maximize your understanding and minimize your need for memorization. Each episode will recap content, skills, and test-taking tips to help you succeed in May. I'm your host, Alicia Picard, and your recap starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Absolute Recap Music Theory Edition. Today's episode will recap harmonic dictation. Let's zoom out. We're in Unit 3, Music Fundamentals, Topics 3.1 through 3.5. Our big idea is pitch. This episode will challenge you to listen for chord inversions and chord progressions.
I'm trying to listen to the radio.
When completing a harmonic dictation, you will need to listen for multiple pitches. Remember, the triad and seventh chord arrangements are root position, first, second, or third inversion.
Now remember that.
Listen to how the chords are organized in relationship to each other to determine your analysis. Let's zoom in. We will be listening to a few examples of triad and seventh chords. The possible pitches are A, C sharp, E, and G. Sometimes a note will be doubled, and sometimes the G will be omitted. It is up to you to decide which inversion. I suggest you listen for what the bass note is. For an extra challenge, write and label each example. Number one. Notice that E is on the bottom. The answer is second inversion A major. Number two. Notice that A is on the bottom. The answer is root position, A major 7. Number three. Notice that G is on the bottom. The answer is third inversion, A major 7. Number four. Notice that C sharp is on the bottom. The answer is first inversion, A major. Number five. Notice that E is on the bottom. The answer is second inversion, A major 7.
Hi there, producer Brad here. I wasn't always what you would call the best student. In fact, a fellow student once complimented me by saying how much my illustration skills had progressed over the course of our first semester philosophy class, where I may or may not have gotten a D. However, I did do very well in all of my online courses, so much so that my grandfather said that maybe I should avoid in-person interactions altogether. But the point is, everybody learns differently, and sometimes all you need to understand a difficult topic is a different perspective. The Absolute Recap live virtual classrooms allow you to collaborate with AP students from all over the world. Each 90-minute lesson is hosted through Zoom by your favorite podcasting teachers and focuses on specific course topics. Our teachers use visual aids, provide opportunities for student practice and Q&A, plus they give you a downloadable study packet. Our virtual classroom is a great opportunity to review for tests throughout the year as well as prepare for the exam in May. Reserve a seat for one class or book your seat for the year with our virtual classroom bundle and save. Now, back to the recap.
Next, we will do a harmonic dictation. The possible answers will be in the key of E major. You will hear the harmonic progression four times. It may be helpful to sing the solfege pitches that stick out to you to help you identify the Roman numerals, Arabic numerals, and macro analysis. Make sure you listen for the inversions. The The answers were major one chord and first inversion, major four chord and root position with the bass note doubled an octave higher, minor two chord and second inversion, major 5-7 chord and root position, major 1 chord and root position with the bass note doubled an octave higher. To recap, harmonic dictation involves listening for three or four pitches as they are arranged in root position, first, second, or third inversion. Use the chord inversion Arabic numbers to identify pitch arrangement. It is also important to listen to how those triad or seventh chords are organized in relationship to each other so that you may determine the macro analysis or Roman numeral analysis. Coming up next on the Absolute Recap Music Theory Edition, harmonic progression. Today's question of the day is about solfege. What solfege syllables would accompany the diminished 7 chord? For the answer to the question of the day, please follow us on Instagram at The Absolute Recap. That's the APSOLUTE Recap. For updates on episode schedules, study guides, virtual tutoring, and to contact us with questions and suggestions, please visit our website, theabsoluterecap.com. The Absolute Recap is produced by Brad Kingett with music by Zach Caruso. Today's episode was written by me, Alicia Picard. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Time's up. Resolve with a Picardy third. Thank you for listening to the Absolute Recap Music Theory Edition. AP is a registered trademark of the College Board. Copyright 2020, Absolute Recap, LLC. All rights reserved.